Luke, Chapter 1. Since many have attempted to write an orderly account of those things which we most surely believe, even as they delivered them to us, who were from the beginning eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you in chronological order this account, most excellent Theophilus, friend of God, that you might know the certainty of those things in which you have been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah, Jehovah has remembered, of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, God of the covenant. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well advanced in years. And it came to pass, that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Gracious, and you shall have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, because he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and will drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? Because I am an old man, and my wife well advanced in years." And the angel answering said to him, "I am Gabriel, man of God, who stands in the presence of God, and am sent to speak to you, and to declare to you this good news. And indeed you shall be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people waited for Zechariah, and marveled that he stayed so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, because he motioned to them, and remained speechless. And it came to pass, that as soon as the days of his ministry were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "In this way the Lord has dealt with me in the days in which he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men." And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, "Hail, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and wondered in her mind what manner of greeting this should be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, because you have found favor with God. And indeed you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, Jehovah saves. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give to him the throne of his forefather David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I do not know a man in a sexual manner?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you, therefore also that Holy One who shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And indeed your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren, because with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "See the handmaid of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days, and went quickly into the hill country, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah, and greeted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, that, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice, and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Because as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who has believed, because those things which were told her from the Lord shall be performed. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Because indeed from this time forth all generations shall call me blessed. Because he who is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembering his mercy, as he spoke to our forefathers, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shown great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, There are none of your kin who are called by this name. And they made signs to his father, how he would have him called. And he motioned for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they all marveled. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosened, and he spoke and praised God. And fear came on all who lived around them. And all these sayings were spoken abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn king of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our forefather Abraham, that he would grant to us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And you, child John, shall be called the prophet of the highest, because you shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiving of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring creator of days from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew, and grew strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his being revealed to Israel.